From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Iraqi forces reportedly have entered the city limits of Mosul 2 weeks after launching an offensive to retake it from its Islamic State defenders. According to the Associated Press, they're encountering stiff resistance Tuesday. Iraqi special forces entered the last village in front of the city's eastern edge Monday. At that time, U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook said U.S. officials are pleased with the progress made.
We have seen reports from Iraqi forces that they are in some places less than a kilometer from Mosul itself. While distance is not the best measure of the fight ahead and the coalition is prepared for difficult fighting ahead, there is no question that counter-ISIL forces continue to have the momentum in this fight.
The Pentagon estimates as many as 7,500 IS fighters could be defending the city. Cook said mass civilian displacements so far have not materialized.
There have been people, displaced people, who have left some of these villages, for example, and been able to go to some of these UN aid centers. They haven't been as big in numbers as some initially thought might happen.
Cook said the U.S. is continuing to keep pressure on IS fighters in their last regional stronghold of Raqqa in Syria. He said the objective is to maintain that pressure, isolate Raqqa, and eventually defeat its IS defenders. France Monday formally ended its peacekeeping mission in Central African Republic, a 3-year effort to stabilize the country riven by sectarian violence following a 2012 coup.
L'opération militaire Sangaris s'arrête, mais la
French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said the French presence is not ending. French troops are still part of the 12,000-strong UN MINUSCA peacekeeping force, and the French, he said, would continue providing training and support to the CAR armed forces. Tensions persist. Last week, clashes between rival militia groups killed at least 25 people. This is VOA News. The UN humanitarian chief has warned the UN Security Council that war-torn Yemen is a step away from famine. Stephen O'Brien saying more than 21 million Yemenis, most of the population, is in need of some form of humanitarian assistance. He spoke by telephone from Bahrain.
The parties, their proxies, and those with influence over them, namely the Yemeni government, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the regional Gulf nations and the Gulf Cooperation Council, the United States of America, the United Kingdom, and other Western partners of KSA all have key roles and influence, as do the Houthi authorities, the former President Saleh and his supporters, and Iran. They can arrest this war and this suffering.
UN Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed told the Council he's heading back to the region after both sides rejected his latest peace proposal. In the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo, reports indicate a rebel effort to end the siege by government forces slowed Monday after being launched on Friday. Monday, regime forces vowed to repel the rebel attack on western Aleppo. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has extended the investigation of chemical attacks in Syria for 18 days as negotiations continue to extend the inquiry another year. Venezuela's embattled government and opposition have agreed to hold Vatican-mediated talks on their deepening political crisis, both sides pledging to create commissions to address the crippled economy, electoral schedule, human rights, and the rule of law.
Creo que este proceso de diálogo por la paz
President Nicolás Maduro said the process of dialogue for peace must go forward, the common interest of the country, and he hopes for good results. The Venezuelan leader met Monday with Thomas Shannon, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, as Washington supports the dialogue. The opposition insists a recall referendum to remove Mr. Maduro from office must be allowed to proceed. It was blocked last month by the country's Electoral Council. Georgia's ruling Dream Party has won a decisive second round of parliamentary elections, giving it 115 seats. That's more than three-quarters of the seats in parliament in a ballot that was held Sunday. Prime Minister Georgi Kirishkashvili said he'll use the mandate to prevent others from adjusting the constitution to suit one particular group. Georgian Dream, which came to power in 2012, is pro-Western but favors close ties with Russia. In Italy, plans are underway to help some 15,000 living in temporary accommodation following Sunday's major earthquake, the 6.6 magnitude quake. The sharpest since 1980 caused injuries and damage, but no fatalities. Chinese manufacturing activity in October expanded at the fastest pace in more than 2 years, a possible sign the world's second biggest economy is stabilizing. The official PMI index stands now at 51.2. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.